Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming to this episode of the Iron Hanks podcast.
Very cash. It's like you're sitting in an armchair. I like that.
Just relax. Just let everyone feel at home.
Relaxed, Dan. Is there like maybe?
It's just DevOps Dan. I'm DevOps Dan.
It's DevOps Dan. I'll just be Turnery Tim and straight up. Yeah.
There you go. Welcome everyone to this very relaxed episode of the Iron Hack Podcast. Today on the episode for you, we have an ex Iron Hack student who is at Google. I mean, he was at Google before Iron Hack, but used Iron Hack to supplement his learning and has then since become a far more efficient data analyst.
It was a great conversation, actually. It was very relaxed, and a lot of golden nuggets right up until the very end. I think if you're tuning out at any point, then tune back in, because I think it ends on a high. There's some good nuggets at the end. I said nuggets again, but it's good advice.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like some of the stuff, the advice he gives towards the end. I feel like we're almost clickbaiting the episode here, listen baiting it. But he does give some really good advice on anyone else thinking about following in the footsteps of approaching one of these tech giants. But that being said, how he got his role at Google was a real, fate intervening moment, which is cool.
Yeah, and I think, he's a business analyst, and I think it's something that we talk about a lot, is this whole topic of you don't have to do a data science course to become a data scientist. You can do something else, and you can use the skills to improve the parts of your career and stuff. So he's living proof. He's living the dream.
Yep. So this episode is for you if you are from an adjacent career and you're thinking about taking Iron Hack. How can Iron Hack help you get into or better at being in or around Google? This is how. Enjoy the episode. And if you aren't subscribed, you probably should be, because there's good content.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. All right. Enjoy the app.
Perfect. I'm Ignacio. I work as a data analyst at Google, and I'm currently based in the EMEA headquarters in Dublin. And I did the data analytics Iron Hack back in 2021.
2021. Okay, so similar time to me and Tim. Where did you do it? Which city were you in?
I did the part-time data analytics program.
Which city did you do it in?
Oh, I did it from Barcelona, but it was remote. Yeah, I think all part times are remote, right?
Nowadays, back then they would have been, I think, with the old COVID days, everything was remote, but now you can go in person. Although I find I have a lot of admiration for the part-time people who go twice a week in the evenings to an empty campus and then like grind through with a smaller group, but it's worth it in the end.
That 10 p.m. trudge back home or whatever it would be.
Yeah, I was at the Berlin campus recently for the end of one of the part-time classes at night, and it was dark and all the lights were off apart from this one classroom at the end of the corridor with four web developers in it.
Ignacio just typing away, come on, it's gotta work.
Good stuff. Right, so wind us back a little bit. Tell us about your background before Iron Hack, and we will work up to your time now at Google, but tell us what you were doing before Iron Hack.
Yeah, so before Iron Hack, I studied business in ESADE, a university in Barcelona. And I was working as a seller in account management at Google, serving SMBs with our digital marketing solutions. So my background before Iron Hack was purely business and customer facing.
What was the inspiration that drove you from that to then think, okay, I got to get some data analytics skills behind me here?
Yeah. So in my case, it wasn't the job that required me to learn those. But I had always had the desire to learn how to code. I did many attempts, which weren't very successful, because I always ended up not being consistent enough to build a solid foundation. And as you know, it was COVID back in 2021, and I had more time than I knew I was ever gonna have. And I was in a situation in which I had quite some tailwinds that I wanted to make good use of in order to learn the interesting skills of coding. And yeah, basically at Google I had the extra time in the afternoon, given that I was comfortable with my role and I was doing good at it. I knew that I had the bandwidth to take on such a challenge. And Ironhack was the choice that I felt the most comfortable with, because it meant that I was committing to something big that would make sure that I stick to the plan, and that this time I didn't end up not putting it up in my priority list.
Yeah. And how did you find it? Did you find it a challenge? Did you breeze through it on the part-time, or was it a full-time commitment doing a job and then part-time on the side?
It was a challenge, because although I had some bandwidth to play with besides my core job, my core job was still demanding. And I expected Ironhack to be demanding, but I think that I had underestimated it, and it ended up being quite a big thing in my life. It was challenging all the times in a positive way. I always felt that I wasn't lost, just being challenged. But yeah, the first weeks required some strength to power through.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Did you have people who you were working with at Google to talk to about the course, or were there like colleagues that knew anything about the stuff that you were working on?
So here's the fun part. I did the Ironhack bootcamp with a colleague from my team, Sylvia.
Okay.
Kudos from here.
Yeah, shout out, Sylvia.
Funny enough, I also studied the BBA with her in ESADE. So I had her support, although we weren't very skilled in analytics at that point.
So you managed to trauma bond together.
We had proper complaining sessions together, but not very fruitful in the sense of being able to help each other with our lacking analytical skills.
not to spoil the ending for everyone, but has it helped?
Yeah, it's helped. It's helped a lot. My current role at Google is as a data analyst, not as a seller anymore. And it has also helped in building up the confidence that one will always need during a career, of knowing that whatever it is that you need to learn to overcome the roadblocks that you find on your way, that you're gonna have the skill to teach yourself whatever is needed. I think that the ability to learn how to learn is one of the things I find most valuable that I learned in Ironhack.
As somebody who was working at a company that then allowed them to do a boot camp, how did that conversation play out? Was there a lot of persuading? Did you kind of know what you wanted to do? Was there a kind of a track laid in front of you? Because I know there was a few people on my course that they were kind of like being sponsored by their job to take the boot camp. And there might be people listening who are thinking the same. So maybe you could walk us through that a little bit, just to help listeners if they're trying to make the same decision or persuade someone to support them in making a decision.
Yeah. So I think it's something that depends a lot on the culture of the company. I was fortunate enough to be in a position in which my company supported slightly deviating from the like most standard path for a salesperson, and that's something that my manager supported too. I think it's very dependent on the culture of the company. I also think that it is something that it's easier to negotiate or to talk about if you're doing well in your core job. Otherwise, it's difficult to support such a time investment if you're not already meeting the core requirements of your job.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think some people also are guilty of getting carried away in this idea of making a change, you know, and then they start iron hack, and maybe some people think, okay, this is a full time thing I have to really commit to. But once you're in, you're kind of in, you know.
Yeah, it's also a good test of the culture of the company you work with. if you want to work in a company that supports growth, not only upwards but diagonally or laterally, it's a good way of testing it. Suggesting doing a part-time bootcamp. It's a good way of finding out the true colors of the company you work with. I was fortunate, and I was very well supported.
Was it difficult doing the two at the same time, working full time and taking
giving up all of your Saturdays as well?
Yeah.
I have to admit it was difficult at some points because my full time job had peaks, and when those collided with peaks in the bootcamp, it was tough to manage. I had to do very long hours, and being the bootcamp in the afternoon, I had to put a lot of brain capacity when I was feeling I didn't have it into learning new stuff and stuff like that. However, it's doable. In the end, yep. I think that we are capable of adapting to changes in the effort that we make and the loads that we take, and it's not something that is unbearable. But yeah, it's something to consider. You need to be committed, and you need to be aware of the sacrifices that come up with taking in such a challenge. But at the same time, that's what makes the experience rewarding. If you didn't have to put the effort, you wouldn't be signing up for this.
Sure. Yeah. And what was your, I love asking data analytics students this, but what was your final project build? What was your question that you answered?
Yeah. So it's a project that I really enjoyed doing. It was about predicting profitability of real estate investments, especially for buy-to-let properties. And I focused on finding which were the kind of properties that were likely to be the most profitable for this kind of real estate operations in Spain. Trying to validate the hypothesis that properties of less expensive properties tend to lead to higher yields, and that was the focus of my project. It involved predicting rent prices at the same time as analyzing profitability with the rental prices that had been predicted.
Very cool. And is that like, was that one of those projects that you just kind of came up with yourself, or was it in partnership with a company or something like that?
It was on my own. I had interest in real estate at the time, and I already had enough of tech and digital marketing in my day job. I wanted something brick and mortar related.
Nice. Okay,
cool. It was on my own.
And also, talking of questions that we like asking data students, we have to ask, what in your opinion, is the difference between data analytics and data science? The classic, classic question.
Okay. I tend to think that, and this will probably be oversimplifying the topic, but I tend to think that data analytics mostly involves data extraction and manipulation activities, being very heavy on SQL and data cleaning related stuff from Python. And I think that we start talking about data science the moment that heavy statistical knowledge is required.
Okay.
That's where I tend to put my that's where I tend to draw the line. I think that data analytics is also usually closer to operational teams in the business world, and I think that data science is like tends to be closer to open-ended problems and venues of analysis that are less directed towards specific like outcomes.
Yeah,
but I would emphasize the on drawing the line based on the statistical knowledge that is required to do certain stuff. Because I find data analysts being proficient as data scientists in Python, but I think it is the moment you bring complex ML stuff and stuff like that, that you can start qualifying stuff as data science.
We have to ask that question every time we get a data analytics student on the podcast, and you'd be surprised how often the answer varies.
It's funny because I think that was a very deep answer. Sometimes people are just like, well, analytics is data and then science is guessing. I think someone did that once.
The name is different.
Yeah. It's real science for the net.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back a little bit and talk about your journey to Google in the first place. So tell us a little bit about what that, for our listeners out there who are maybe starting an Iron Hack bootcamp and want to one day get into one of the big Alphabet companies, how was your recruitment process into Google? How did you first, did you always intend to go there? Or did you fall into that role by a stroke of tech luck?
Yeah, so it was quite accidental. I didn't have Google as a target company initially. I when I was doing business, I was mainly focused on doing management consulting or something like that something in the finance sector, stuff like that. But one day I came up with a post about a recruiting event that Google was doing in Madrid. It was called the Google Ad Camp, and it was really easy to apply, so I did, and I was lucky enough to be selected for the event. At that time, I didn't know that it was such a recruiting heavy event, because it was only 20 participants, and all of us were interviewed. But that was the case. I wasn't planning on applying of ever applying to Google, because I didn't think of it as a possible career option for me, being a business student. But destiny wanted me to give it a shot, and I saw that post. Afterwards, I basically attended the event. I interviewed there for an internship in 2019, and I was successful in their interviews. It wasn't too heavy. I think it was three rounds of interviews, which now looking back seems pretty light, considering how much of a life-changing event that is. But that was my journey to landing an internship at Google.
Nice.
Doing an internship, a business internship, is usually a very good way to get your first foot inside the company. And I tend to explain internships at Google or at least from my experience, as long interviews.
Well, that sounds like an extended amount of pressure.
It doesn't sound very fun, but I'm because like spending your summer doing a long interview might be a tough sell. But trust me, there's very few things that I think are more fun than doing an internship at Google. You really, really have a good time, and you don't feel like you're being interviewed. It's only in the end that you realize that it's a process that leads to some ends if you're lucky. And after,
it's like a lot, sounds a lot like date.
I wasted my whole summer on this internship. Date.
You're being interviewed for the winter.
If only
we've decided not to go with you.
It happened.
I honestly think internships are really great. I think if I remember talking about this with students when I was doing boot camps, like teaching and taking my boot camp, because a lot of people hadn't got any experience with them, and that's how I kind of found my way into my first role in tech. And it's great because not only does the company get a chance to know you inside and out, you get a chance to know the company, and you know you can make a good decision whether you actually want to be there or not as well. So I think it's really valuable.
Yeah, I fully agree. Internships are great in many senses, in many ways. You get to test many things in a low risk environment as you're an intern and you're expected to fail and you're welcome to. Internships are an amazing way of like finding potential opportunities that might be interesting for your career.
Now looking back, if there's somebody who, say, for example, they've taken a boot camp and they're looking for internships, now looking back, what advice would you give those people? What questions would you ask as you were applying for that internship or looking for one?
My first advice would be start doing internships as early as possible, because that will open many doors when you really want to do an internship. That's something that helped me. I did an internship when it wasn't mandatory in my course, and that is something that probably contributed positively to my resume. And afterwards, I would say that apply to unconventional stuff, mainly because when you graduate from whatever you're doing, either that's a bootcamp or a university program or whatever, you will start applying to the most conventional things that come to your mind. But I would say that using an internship to be bold and apply to stuff that isn't conventional, I would say is an approach that you won't regret. At least you will always have time to apply to the conventional career opportunities that you're exploring academic course.
Sure.
Play the field first. Don't be scared. So, okay, tell us a little bit about what a day-to-day life for you at Google is like at the moment.
Okay, so it's difficult to draw a mock day because they differ a lot, and it depends a lot on the moment in which our business is. But for just to give context to everyone, I work as a data analyst in the strategy and operations teams of Google Ads SMB's sales org. So we could say that my team is the backbone of an organization that provides service to SMBs that spend money on Google Ads and our digital marketing products. Therefore, my work involves a lot of stakeholder management because we deal with sales org and we collaborate with them in the projects that we take on. And a lot of my daily activities involve breaking down the problems that I am brought up into what are the data analytics tasks that we require. Maybe surprisingly for some people, I spend most of my time not coding or not doing like properly analytical stuff. I spend a lot of time paving the way for the couple of hours that I dedicate to that.
Right. Okay. And okay, do you work from remote or do you work on the campus?
I work on campus.
Nice. Do they have those sleep pods on your campus that we all hear about?
Yeah, we have those. Although I'm not a very I'm not a power user of them.
No. is there
it's good,
how many
good place to do your remote boot camp?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I got interviewed, that would be my question. Like, how many restaurants are there here on this particular campus?
come visit, and I show you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't give us an excuse. Me and Tim will be over right away.
Big time.
Still trying to get that golden tour bus for the podcast, aren't we, Tim?
Yeah, I really think that the 100th episode was the chance, but Ironhack said hard no.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Certainly not just to send us to the Google campus. I'm not sure they have the power for the podcast. Anyway.
Well, now we've had 10,000 downloads now. So maybe right. this is the moment for the golden tour bus.
Back to the questions.
Which is your favorite golden tour bus? That's not.
So tell me specifically, is there anything that you learned at Ironhack or any like little habits or tricks or skills that you picked up from the Ironhack environment that you still use now? Or was it just, were they teaching you more how to think?
Yeah, so I already mentioned it before, but my biggest takeaway from Ironhack is the confidence in myself that I can learn anything in a very short period of time by learning how to find the resources that will enable me to intake any like whatever information is needed to do something. Because you are put in situations in which you need to get stuff done at a pace that is faster than you're usually exposed to in your university or stuff like that. Besides that, I think that the work we do in everything SQL related is very important, and it provided me a good foundation to continue building up to become a data analyst at Google. However, I think that the most valuable thing is the muscle that you train on learning stuff on your own. Because although you have the teaching assistants and the teacher that are always there to support you, you always need to be self-sufficient and figure your ways out of the problems that you face. So that's what I would highlight the most.
Yep.
The muscle that you train is a good way of putting that. Actually, it's great.
And how big is your team at Google that you work in, like your direct team?
So I work in a team of around 15 people, out of which 4 of us are analysts. Mm-hmm. And within this 15 people team, I work in a smaller team of 6 people, out of which 2 of us are analysts.
Okay, nice. So you still have support there, like you did when you were on campus, I guess. To how big was your cohort at Ironhack? Was it in any way proportional in size?
I can't recall right now. I think it was around 20.
Wow, that's huge for a part-time thing. Well, 2021 was the peak.
Maybe I'm not. My memory is not my
strength. Yeah. I mean, I always find one of the most useful things that Ironhack offers is the cohort, you know, the network of people that you make from it. And I guess you had the luxury of having your colleague and ex-former student classmate with you as well. So these kind of connections are invaluable.
Great. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add? You've got any final thoughts or messages you'd like to share with listeners, or
particularly inspiring advice? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Advice for anyone who is either just starting the bootcamp or thinking about starting the bootcamp from where you are now.
Yeah. So something that I consider relevant for all the data analytics students or those people that are considering taking the course, I think it is important to keep in mind that it's a skill that will always make you self-sufficient at your work, even if you're not working as a data analyst, because by nature the BI teams in companies are usually overloaded with requests. And even if you're not in a BI team, but you would be processing requests for them that are not going to be prioritized, if you're able to pull data on your own, it's going to make you a great asset for any team that you join. So that's something that I would remark. You don't have to end up wanting to be a hardcore data analyst in order to have a good ROI out of the course. And that brings me to the second advice that I usually give to students or stuff or people like that. Try to find opportunities in which you're gonna be unlocking value with skills that are difficult to find. And I tend to think that data analytics skills are valuable because they are a deal breaker in terms of being able to gather certain information and be self-sufficient, as I was saying previously. And they are likely to put you in positions that you have competitive advantage over the people you're working with. That's something that can really speed up careers. And it's something that I tend to recommend. Focus on what you like. If you have a passion, follow it. If you don't and you want to be tactical about your career, find skills that are going to have a very good ROI. And there's stuff that everyone fancies learning about and doing. There's stuff that isn't as much as this. And I think that data analytics, while being a hot topic, is something that requires a lot of time and investment to do well, and therefore can provide a really, really good competitive advantage in whatever teams you join. It's something that I found out to be true because I had the business context as a seller of my work. It wasn't frequent for someone like me with a business context to be at least slightly elevated in data analytics skills, and therefore I was in a position where I was like I wasn't a common profile, and that opened many doors.
There he goes.
There he goes.
He's off to his Google Sleep pod.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm probably a bit played out now that like Google have these great campuses. Probably wouldn't even want to go there in terms nowadays. I'm so used to working from home in this new age.
They're very militant about going in.
Google, how are they?
All the big tech companies. So you know, there's light on our side of the tunnel. Is that a phrase?
Yeah, but anyway, great advice and what a cool story. What a cool, like I said at the beginning, real fate intervening. Now suddenly you're working at Google.
Yeah,
something to nothing.
Yeah, I love it. So and
yeah, you miss all 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
You've already got the nerve.
Dating callback to the thing.
Stay tuned for next week's app, which is more data.
Oh, really? What's the lowdown on that?
We've got a teacher and teaching assistant combo. They have taught 15 boot camps on the trot together in the Netherlands.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Wow. And they're from Ironhack?
They're from Ironhack. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get them on and we're going to...